But this year, national politics has come to Maine, where one of Congress's toughest races is playing out ahead of November 3. Republican Senator Susan Collins is locked in a tight contest with her opponent, Democrat Sarah Gideon. With control of the Senate at stake, one of the nation's least populous states has assumed outsized political importance, and so have its lobsters. On June 5th, Trump visited the city of Bangor and threatened to slap a new tariff on European cars if the Europeans didn't immediately eliminate theirs on U.S. lobsters. On June 24th, he ordered the Agricultural Department to offer the lobster industry a bailout like those given to farmers caught in his trade war with China. So far, those efforts only appear to have validated decades of local skepticism about Washington. Not only have Maine's lobster sales plummeted, keeping a lobster business running has become harder as Trump's tariff wars have escalated, says Woodman. Bait and fuel have become more expensive, he says, as have digital water thermometers and satellite technology. Lobster pots, now made of steel instead of wood, cost $70 to $90 each, thanks in part to Trump's tariffs on Canadian steel, he says. The influx of PPP loans has helped some. According to the Small Business Administration, about 1,360 Maine lobstermen, about one in three, have received loans of less than $150,000. But as in other industries, the biggest players got more from the federal trough. Four of the state's largest lobster companies hauled in $350,000 to $1 million, according to the SBA. Everyone else, including Woodman, is learning to adapt. He now ships his catch over the border to Canada, which then sells them tariff-free to China and Europe. He is also capitalizing on the market for frozen lobster, usually tail and claw meat, but now also entire crustaceans. Everybody, Woodman says, is trying to think outside the box.